From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's president determined to defeat terrorists. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian parliamentary delegation Sunday his country must first eliminate the terror threat as a way to reach a political solution to his country's nearly five-year conflict and possibly new elections. The state-run Sana'a news agency said Mr. Assad stressed that taking out terrorist groups would preserve Syria's sovereignty and its territorial integrity. Analyst Joseph Ulmer of the University of South Carolina says this isn't anything new.
He refers to all the opposition in Syria, which is most of the Syrian people, as terrorists. And, of course, he uses the word because he wants to justify through the use of the word terrorist all the harsh measures that his regime is taking against the Syrian people.
A member of the Russian delegation said Mr. Assad is prepared to take part in a new presidential election, as well as hold a vote for parliament if that is what the Syrian people want. Mr. Assad was reelected just last year to a third seven-year term. Low voter turnout is reported in the Republic of Congo Sunday as people there were asked to cast ballots on constitutional changes that would allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates.
Mais quel moment
One of the voters cast skepticism over the situation. Mr. Sassou Nguesso called it an important day for the people to show the world they are free and sovereign. Results from the referendum are expected later in the week. The opposition called on voters to boycott. President Sassou Nguesso won disputed elections in 2002 and 2009. This is VOA News. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what could be the tightest race in the country's history. The longtime ruling CCM party was challenged by a coalition of opposition parties that nominated former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its presidential frontrunner. He faced Works Minister John Magufuli of the ruling CCM. President Jakaya Kikwete is stepping down after completing 2 5-year terms as allowed by the Constitution. Meanwhile, voters in Ivory Coast also went to the polls Sunday in a first round of that presidential ballot. Incumbent President Alassane Ouattara faced six contestants and was favored to win. Reporter Emily Iob is in the capital, Abidjan.
He's quite popular in the country, and he faced very divided oppositions. So in terms of suspense, he doesn't only want to win, he wants to win on the first round. That's what he aims for.
Three candidates had already pulled out of the race, claiming election conditions were not free and fair and called for a boycott. These elections are crucial for the West African country. In 2010, post-election violence in the Ivorian nation left at least 3,000 dead after then-President Laurent Gbagbo and then-candidate Ouattara both claimed victory. The Electoral Commission says it hopes to release results within 48 hours. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir is in South Africa for talks on the peace agreement aimed at ending his country's 22-month civil war. Mr. Kiir met Sunday with South African President Jacob Zuma and briefed him about efforts to implement the agreement he signed in August with rebel leader and former Vice President Riek Machar. His spokesman, Atene Wekateni, says the South Sudanese leader urged Mr. Zuma to convince rebels to sign a security arrangement deal that is part of the process of the peace agreement. He said the rebels remain intransigent.
And so the president wanted South Africa to pressurize the rebels in order to sign and initiate the security protocols.
Atene says South Africa could play a key role in efforts to unite factions of the opposition in a bid to restore peace and security in the East African country. The peace accord is aimed at ending a conflict which has left tens of thousands dead and millions displaced. Poland's Eurosceptic Law and Justice Party has claimed victory in Sunday's election amid an ongoing migrant and refugee crisis affecting Europe. The PIS, led by former Prime Minister Jarosław Kaczynski, secured 38% of the vote, enough to govern alone and ahead of incumbent pro-European Union Civic Platform with some 23%. Prime Minister Ewa Kopacz has conceded defeat, as the opposition was shown winning at least 242 of the 460 members' seats in Parliament. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.